Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachioruk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Batting second. The right fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Ken Phelps. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Barry Bonnell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Danny Tartabull. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The center fielder, John Moses. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mark Langston. And now, play ball. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law takes first base on ball four. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Kearney and he is safe. Law steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball four. Tom Pachioruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachioruk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins takes first base on ball four. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Perkins. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Perkins steals second. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley bunts towards first. Pachioruk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bradley for the out. Perkins moves to third. One out. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps takes first base on ball four. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perkins scores. Phelps moves to second. It's 1-0, Mariners. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Mariners. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Mariners. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Kearney reaches second base with a double. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Kearney trying to get to home. Kittle throws the ball into Hill, who tags Kearney, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kittle moves to second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston strikes out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kittle moves to third. Dibzinski moves to second. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Law takes first base on ball 4. Kittle scores. Dibzinski moves to third. Fletcher moves to second. It's 5-1, Mariners. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tartabull fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the White Sox 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Perkins strikes out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 0 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley juggles the ball. That's an error on Presley. Fisk moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the White Sox 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Phelps strikes out. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonnell hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Tartabull is hit by the pitch. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tartabull scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a pop-up towards short. Tartabull settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the White Sox 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kearney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Perkins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Perkins reaches second base with a double. Kearney moves to third. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields it and throws to home to get Kearney. Perkins moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Law strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the White Sox 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phelps hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonnell hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Presley hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 2 in the game. Paciorek hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kittle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Mariners. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dibzinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the White Sox 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Bob Kiernan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiernan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kiernan strikes out. One out. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Paciorek scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Daryl Boston. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston strikes out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fletcher. The throw from Kiernan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Law strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the White Sox 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing center field. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Mariners. Ed Nunez now pitching. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-3 in the game. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Christmas pinch hits for Mark Hill. Steve Christmas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christmas hits a pop-up towards third. Presley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the White Sox 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Joel Skinner now catching. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski misplays the ball. That's an error on Dibzinski. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Tartabull strikes out. One out. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonnell. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Bonnell steals second. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Presley hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom O'Malley pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a pop-up towards short. Tartabull settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-1 in the game. Hairston strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Mariners, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.